listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Authorities are set to assess the damage of a deliberately lit fire which threatened lives and homes in parts of Denmark and Mandamup last week. The bushfire, since downgraded to an advice, has burnt through more than 13,500 hectares. A section of the Mundabiddy mountain bike trail near Walpole is expected to remain closed today. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Farmers across the southwest and Great Southern are feeling the pinch of the dry season. According to the Grain Industry Association's report, Albany Port Zone totaled just 450,000 hectares of canola. Report author Michael Lamont says WA's south is bearing the brunt of the dry conditions.
It is extremely dry for the folk in the southern regions and the southern coastal regions and the west coastal regions that aren't used to having such long dry spells, and they're still having to feed sheep. And if there's no rain occurs shortly, well, they'll be feeding well into the winter.
Early fault detection systems could save lives across regional WA. That's according to a technology founder who's calling on experts to adopt the tech. Alan Wong says it's desperately needed.
We have aging infrastructures. A lot of the power network are set up more than 20 years ago. Some are still in service. When you have aging equipment, that will fail.
Regional sporting organisations are the latest to benefit in more than $2 million in state government funding, including two groups in WA South. The Southwest Academy of Sport receiving $750,000, with the Great Southern Sports Talent Association getting $570,000. It's part of the Regional Talent Development Network program. In sport, footy season has officially returned, with the Great Southern Footy League bouncing down at the weekend. Railways claiming an Anzac Day win over North Albany, finishing 104-34. Albany also recorded a big win, defeating Denmark by 112. And Mount Barker couldn't get it done against Royals, going down 103-63.